Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Don't tatazel. That means don't get nervous. Monday's almost done and dusted for you, my friend. Hang out, Stacey and Jay Spoon, till 6 p.m. And I feel like we're about to get into a very dramatic, serious conversation, which is why I'm going to play the following music.
Ooh.
Let
after
the drama
you just told
begin.
Us not to be nervous. What an emotional journey. Okay. So this is a conversation that was born around my dining room table.
Yes.
With my nearest and my dearest. Uh-huh. And we were chatting about this idea of how opposites attract. And I then posited the following theory.
Uh-huh.
I think that opposites do attract at a certain stage in your life. And I don't just mean in terms of romantic partnerships. I'm talking about friendships and business partners and all that kind of stuff. I feel like when you're younger, you have the capacity.
The time.
To try. You have the energy. You're still kind of working yourself out.
Yeah.
And it's as awful as it sounds, you try people on. You know, like you absorb a lot. You're like a little sponge. But the older we get, the more set in our ways we become. And also, we need to streamline everything. You're raising kids. You're holding down a job. You've got things to do. You're busy. Now, I must also become the 17th version of myself in order to accommodate that friendship, this relationship.
Yeah.
Like, are you picking up what I'm putting down? So I feel like opposites do attract because you're told to work really hard at pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah.
And you believe that when you're younger. But the older we get, nay, it should be easy.
Yeah.
Why would you want anybody at your dinner table who was hard work? Why would you want to marry someone who was a lass? Why are we struggling? We are not meant to be on the struggle bus. I think that you gravitate towards people who you have things in common with. That makes it easier, surely.
All right, so you heard Stacey. She's very invested in this conversation, as you can tell. I'm sure you're sitting in a car and you're like, I have a thought. I have something to say. So are you with an opposite, right? Did you have to work really, really, really hard to make it work? Did it crash and burn? Or maybe, you know, you were the opposite, but it turned out not so much. Let us know. What are your thoughts on this idea that opposites do attract? 061-792-9495. I love how the background music can change because the drama
is like
so
Steven Spielberg is here somewhere.
Real.
Now, at this stage in your life, do you believe that opposites actually do attract? And I understand it's quite a big question to ask.
Yeah.
It's obviously subjective. I mean, it could be something as simple as, I don't know, when the two of you first met, let's harken back to the emoji conversation of earlier. You're an Android user, they're an iPhone user. Mm. We love each other, it's fine. We can't share a charger, but it's okay. Like, yes, opposites do attract. It could be that, or it could be something that's a lot deeper, where you're like, I've spent a lot of time trying to orchestrate a friendship with this person, but they are on the jaw, and I can't do that.
Yeah.
So I've had to kind of let them go. That
so,
kind of
so
thing.
For some people, that's where the excitement resides. In the opposite, this person is this and I am this, and so I'm going to learn a lot, and or he or she's going to learn a lot from me, or the relationship is just going to be like a a washing machine, and that excites some people.
A washing machine,
just appreciate the analogy.
No, I'm
right?
saying
it's going to be rough.
Seems emotionally violent. Yeah, that's my point. I'm like,
That's what excites some people. That's what some people want in a relationship. You know, some people don't want a relationship where it's peaceful communication and everything.
That's true. Smooth sailing, bad.
Yeah, bad.
Okay.
But for me, I would say when it comes to the opposite attracts or opposites attract, it would have to be complementary. That your weakness is my strength and my weakness, you have a strength.
And we can hold mirrors up to each other and grow.
We can maintain the relationship to get to a point. I think it's also based, for me, on how far the opposite is attracting.
Yeah, so on that sliding scale, opposite is it really?
We can't be too far off, man. Like, we need to at least share the same goals, vision, and mission in life. You can't be, for example, a Donald Trump fan. Because then every time I'm trying to come home, it's like 30% tariffs on mood swings and nonsense and all of that.
He threw his toys. There he goes again.
She is in a mood, I get like, bam. You know, I don't want that kind of tendency. I want it to at least make sense on paper and practically.
So maybe it's a question of what those opposite things are, like those traits, right? If it's how you live, goal-orientated, your political view, religious views, marriage.
Thinking, mentality.
All that, yes, exactly. Who you are fundamentally as a person. In that context, do opposites attract? Yeah.
Just even thinking about it, like, it makes It's like a headache. You know when you think of something, you're like, that's so much work, bro.
So you know what it is? And I think maybe this will help people better contextualize my theory, which is that yes, opposites attract, very exciting when you're young. But the older we get, the more grown up we become and we realize, to Jay's point, it's too much work. Compromise is great. But when does the art of compromise become compromising?
Yeah, draining, exhausting.
And then you're like, hold up, wait a minute, I passed a reflective surface, I don't even know that person anymore. We have an issue.
You know what I think, right? I think people will find this concept adoptable, I would say. Either started that relationship because they were thirsty. I said what I said, got into that relationship, and as the relationship was happening, they found it difficult to leave.
No, you have nothing in common.
And then they're like, maybe I can change this person.
Or maybe I could change.
And that never happens. Mm-mm. And when it ends rough. And you realize you've wasted a lot of time.
Yeah, I would like to put my hand up and simply say, 2 years, been there, done that, got the receipts. We needed to turn to somebody who was a professional as far as romance is concerned.
The spark test.
Good and bad romance, a la Lady Gaga. And you may recall Trav Lloyd from our spark test. You can fix your geezer and your relationship in one go. Trav, how are you, my babes?
Right
to you,
thanks.
Hey, so man. Good, welcome
so
back.
Laka laka.
Okay, in your opinion, Trav Lloyd, in your humble opinion, do opposites attract?
The opposites attract, no. I don't think opposites attract.
Yeah. Elusa does.
Do you want to comment more? Does that it? You're like, no.
Let's be honest, it's easier to build a relationship on less drama. It's like easier to build a relationship on the same interests, same morals, same values, you know?
Yeah.
That's rare, coming from someone whose living is based on the positive and the negative.
I know. He's like when it comes to lighting your house, yes. When it comes to lighting up your life, no. Trav Lloyd, thank you very much. We appreciate you. We're going to call on you every time we have a relationship dilemma, just to let you know. Just keep your phone on.
Keep the spark going, okay?
Great.
Shout out.
Cheers,
oh, man, lekker.
Bye, darling.
Where's Stacey? You did some reading on this, because I could tell. The way we went in, you've got some research. What is the world saying in terms of stats and science?
Never start a fight if you don't intend to win. So studies have consistently shown that people are more likely to be attracted to those who share similar qualities.
Okay.
Shocking. Attitudes and values. Similarity is a strong predictor of attraction. Research has also explored the role of socio-demographic dimensions such as education, ethnicity, age. Mm-hmm. Studies have shown that online daters are more likely to contact and respond to individuals who share similar backgrounds, highlighting the importance of similarity in relationship formation.
All right, tell me about this relationship that wasted your time for 2 years.
You were there, you saw it. And said nothing. He said nothing.
Hey, girl, ain't my business.
Ah, Stacey and Jay Spoo, definitely. Differences can bring variety and intrigue into relationships. Okay.
I believe that opposites do attract as long as there's enough common ground. I'll give you an explanation. My husband is 12 years younger than me. He is a particularly outgoing person. He would go to the shops for bread, and that would take him 45 minutes because he'd meet new people in the... Whereas I am less likely to engage with people I don't know.
That sounded menacing.
I think it's the Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, just
low kidding.
That's why we need that emoji.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.